ING has today confirmed in a statement to RTL that a total of 124 jobs will be cut as part of a social plan. The bank says it intends to sharpen its focus on private banking and wholesale activities. Luxembourg's parliamentary process to enshrine abortion rights in the constitution has begun, with most parties said to be supportive. However, the Christian Social People's Party is still undecided, and the Alternative Democratic Reform Party is opposed. Luxembourg's ageing motorway information panels are being gradually replaced with new digital screens. The project is set to be rolled out first of all on the A3 and later the A6. In world news, UN investigators have accused Israel of carrying out genocidal acts in Gaza, alleging its leaders have incited violence aimed at the destruction of Palestinians. Israel has responded, saying it categorically rejects the accusations, calling for the immediate abolition of the Commission of Inquiry. And US President Donald Trump has filed a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times. The 79-year-old accused the outlet of a decades-long pattern of smears. For more on these stories and for latest news and updates, head to today.lu. This afternoon will be mostly cloudy and overcast, with occasional light rain showers possible throughout the day. Winds will be breezy, with gusts reaching up to 50 kilometres per hour. High temperatures will hover around 16 degrees.